Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. Let's start with the big picture. Credo Technology is one of those names that's gone from relative obscurity to the center of the AI infrastructure conversation in record time. The company specializes in high-speed connectivity solutions. Think of them as the plumbing that makes AI data centers actually work. They do both optical and electrical Ethernet solutions with a heavy focus on their CertEZ IP licensing. In plain English, when hyperscalers like the big cloud providers need to move data faster between servers and across networks, Credo is one of the key players making that happen. Founded back in 2008 and headquartered in San Jose, California, Credo has positioned itself right in the sweet spot of the AI build-out. They're not a household name like Nvidia, but in the world of high-speed connectivity, they're becoming indispensable. The company's CEO, William Brennan, has been steering the ship through what can only be described as explosive growth. With just over 800 employees, this is a lean, highly specialized operation that's punching way above its weight class in the semiconductor space. Now let's talk about the numbers that matter. The revenue story here is nothing short of remarkable. In fiscal year 2024, Credo generated about $193 million in revenue. Fast forward to fiscal 2026, and that number has exploded to over $1.3 billion. That's not growth, that's a rocket ship. The company has gone from roughly $437 million in fiscal 2025 to that $1.3 billion figure in fiscal 2026, representing a tripling of revenue year over year. Geographically, the revenue base is interesting. The United States is the dominant market, contributing over $768 million, which is roughly 57% of total revenue. Hong Kong comes in second at around $378 million, followed by China at about $81 million, and then the rest of the world. This geographic mix shows heavy reliance on U.S. hyperscaler spending, which has been the primary driver of the AI boom. The earnings picture is where things get really interesting. The most recent quarter saw Credo report earnings of around $1 per share, beating the consensus estimate of around $1. Revenue also came in ahead of expectations. But let's zoom out and look at the full fiscal year figures, because that's where the transformation really shows. Fiscal 2026 was a breakout year. The company posted net income of $472 million, translating to diluted earnings per share of around $3. Compare that to fiscal 2025, where they earned just $52 million, about 29 cents per share diluted. And fiscal 2024, they were still losing money, with a net loss of $28 million. The swing from losing money to generating nearly half a billion in net income in just 2 years is extraordinary. Let's dig into the balance sheet and financial health. Because growth is great, but you need a solid foundation. Credo's balance sheet is pristine. They've got over $1.1 billion in cash and cash equivalents, with total current assets just over $2 billion. Total liabilities are only $232 million, which means the company has essentially no debt concerns. The debt-to-equity ratio is a mere 0.01, basically negligible. The current ratio sits at an incredible 10.15, meaning they have $10 in current assets for every dollar of current liabilities. That's the kind of balance sheet that gives you confidence in a company's ability to weather any storm. Gross profit margins are sitting at 68%, which is exceptional for a semiconductor company. Net profit margins came in at about 35% for fiscal 2026. Cash flow is also turning strongly positive. Operating cash flow for fiscal 2026 was $464 million, with free cash flow coming in at about $407 million. That's a massive improvement from just a couple of years ago when they were burning cash. The company is now generating serious cash to fund its growth initiatives. Now let's break down the SWOT analysis, because every investment thesis needs a balanced view. Starting with strengths, the growth trajectory is phenomenal, with revenue tripling year over year. The gross margins at 68% show real pricing power. The balance sheet is fortress-like with minimal debt, and they've established themselves as a critical player in the AI connectivity space with both optical and copper solutions. On the weaknesses side, we have to acknowledge the valuation. the stock trades at a trailing PE of nearly 89, which prices in an enormous amount of future growth. Customer concentration is also a concern. When you're selling to a handful of hyperscalers, you're exposed to their spending cycles. If any major customer pulls back, the impact would be severe. Opportunities are substantial. The scale-up AI connectivity market is just beginning, with fiscal 2027 revenue expected to start ramping and an even bigger opportunity in fiscal 2028. The expansion of their optical product portfolio opens up new markets. And as AI CapEx continues to accelerate across the industry, Credo is positioned to ride that wave for years. Threats include intense competition in the semiconductor space. Everyone wants a piece of the AI pie. There's also the cyclicality of semiconductor spending to consider. And when you're trading at these multiples, any disappointment in growth metrics can lead to severe multiple compression, or mishap, which we've already seen with the stock dropping over 30% from its highs. Let's look at the price action. The stock has been extremely volatile. Over the past year, CRDO is up about 66%, which is solid, but the five-year picture is mind-blowing, up over 1,600%. That's a 10-bagger plus for anyone who got in early. However, the recent action tells a different story. The stock is down about 13.6% over the past week and down about 8.6% over the past 3 months. There's been a significant pullback from the highs, which some analysts see as a buying opportunity, while others see it as the start of a correction. The beta on this stock is 3.23, meaning it moves about 3 times as much as the overall market. This is not a stock for the faint of heart. You need a strong stomach for volatility. Now, when we look at the short-term move consideration, there are a few factors at play. The stock recently bounced off some support levels, and the earnings beat provided some short-term momentum. But the broader trend has been downward since the highs. The forward PE ratios are interesting here. Looking out to fiscal 2027, the forward PE is around 89, and it drops to about 69 by 2028, and down to around 65 by 2029. The market is clearly expecting growth to continue, but at a decelerating pace. For traders, this stock offers plenty of opportunities, but the risk is equally high. The weekly performance has been negative, which suggests near-term weakness. However, the six-month performance is up 84%, showing the longer-term uptrend remains intact. All right, let's get into my take on CRDO, because this is where we separate the signal from the noise. First, I want to be upfront about the valuation picture. Our market snap model is showing some noisy output for this name. The model puts fair value somewhere in the neighborhood of $180. But here's the thing. This is a hypergrowth story, where small changes in assumptions can move the fair value number by $50 or more in either direction. If you use more aggressive growth assumptions, you could justify a much higher number. If you're more conservative on the growth fade, the fair value drops significantly. So I'd urge you not to hang your thesis on a precise fair value call for this one. If you disagree with our inputs, you can plug in your own assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com and see how the number shifts. Now, my honest business take. Credo is a genuinely exceptional company, riding one of the strongest secular tailwinds in tech history. The AI infrastructure build-out is real, it's massive, and it's not slowing down. Credo's technology is mission-critical to that build-out. The revenue growth, the margin expansion, the balance sheet, everything about the business execution is top-notch. The problem is the price. The stock is trading at roughly 89 times trailing earnings, and even on forward estimates, you're looking at a multiple that leaves very little room for error. When a stock trades this rich, the market is pricing in perfection. Any hiccup, a customer delay, a competitive threat, a broader tech sell-off, can trigger a violent repricing. We've already seen a taste of that with the drop from the highs. So here's my verdict. The business is a strong buy. The stock is a different story. If you already own it, I wouldn't panic sell, but I'd be very aware that you're holding a high beta, high valuation name that can swing 20% in either direction without any news. If you're looking to get in, I'd be patient and wait for either a better entry point or confirmation that the growth can justify the multiple. What do you think about CRDO? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching, everyone. If you found this analysis helpful, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe to MarketSnap for more deep dives into the stocks that matter. See you in the next one. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.